So this has got to be one of the most hectic stories I've heard in a long time. Michael, you're joining us all the way from Europe. How are you doing today?
Well, still looking over my shoulder, having a good day and then having a bad day, good news, bad news.
Sure.
Just praying everything all comes together.
So the mother of your daughter is 8 years old, that's correct?
Yes, turning 9 next month.
Right. So the mother of your daughter abducted her in 2013. She's now passed away. You go to Europe to fetch your daughter to bring her back to South Africa, and you can't leave because they want to charge you with kidnap. Is that right?
That's exactly, yes. Let me just add to the story. 2013, they left November 2012 on their annual holiday, which I always did because my ex-late wife, her family lives in Slovakia.
Right.
So I always gave them an opportunity each and every year to go up, whether it was the European summer holidays or, of course, the Christmas holidays, to enjoy some time with the extended family there. January 2013, she decided, I'm not coming back. I don't want to come back. There was a couple of reasons, you know, crime in South Africa and a few little, in my mind, also racist reasons and stuff like, you know, she's white, woman, can't get a job and stuff like that. And she's an engineer, so I don't understand why. But and she didn't come back. And then I was lucky enough to already put a attorney firm on standby in case something would happen. And they found out that during March, May, my wife tried to do a sole custody application in the Slovakian courts herself. We defended that and won it. And it was never appealed, which means that court order is still standing as of today.
Mm.
And the order is the Slovakian courts have no jurisdiction whatsoever to reside on any rulings of custody or guardianship over Mia, as her habitual residence is South Africa, and it can only be done in the South African courts.
So then why?
Now,
okay, so
during those,
I'm going to just, because we're quite short of time, but I just want to ask you, so are you allowed to say where you are now?
Not really. I can't give you specifically the area and village or town or wherever I am, but I am currently in the Czech Republic.
Okay, so you're in the Czech Republic. So if that court order is standing, why can't you leave the country and come back to South Africa?
Very good question. I've been told, and I feel it, the Slovakian courts are corrupt. A lot of bribery and a lot of nonsense happening there. They have now given, since now my wife passed away in April, they have given temporary custody to her mother, the grandmother, behind my back. I'm still a living biological father with no criminal record, not a drug addict, a very good businessman and sports coach for hockey and karate, and they've done it behind my back. Even with me winning the Hague Convention return order, I still have in place a Hague Convention return order. I have sole custody and guardianship given to me on the 6th of May 2015 via South African Magistrates Court.
Mm.
So I just don't know. It's just everybody thinks there's something funny happening there.
So what are you hoping is going to happen now? Because let's cut to the chase. I mean, there's a video of you on Facebook. It's had thousands of shares, had thousands of people looking at it. What's the problem? What can you do? What can't you do? Why can't you get on a plane tomorrow and come back?
Well, I've been red flagged. My visa has been red flagged, which means I cannot leave the European Union. Mia doesn't have travel documents because the grandparents won't release them. Or now all of a sudden they say it's been lost. So we do have an affidavit from the police that it's lost. But even she's red flagged to leave. We cannot leave the EU whatsoever because of a standing arrest warrant, which I've appealed, which is at the moment put on hold. And then also I have appealed this temporary custody via the normal courts in Slovakia and the constitutional courts. But we just cannot leave Europe. So we're going from one place to another, almost practically like on the run, like a Hollywood movie. So it's crazy. I'm hoping that the South African government, the hierarchy that be, helps us out and says, okay, enough's enough. We've got two South African citizens. We want them back home. We're going to give them South African protection or governmental protection. Take them on an SAA flight as diplomats or immunity or something and take us back home.
And Michael, sorry, Rory. So has South Africa been helpful so far, or not really?
Well, there have been a couple of MECs and a couple of ministers that have contacted me. They've asked for email proofs of documentation, which I've done. I actually did quite a bit this morning as well, which I sent some, like the self-custody win that I have in South Africa, the different cases, the unabridged birth certificates of myself and my daughter, things like that. But at the moment, nobody has really done anything yet. It hasn't come to a surface. There's been a lot of promises, but nothing has surfaced yet. And we are starting, I think this is our third week that we're in Europe, and we are starting to get a little bit worried that nothing's going to be done, and possibly I might get arrested and serve some jail sentence.
So I want to know why you put the video onto Facebook then, because if you don't want people to know where you are, is this to create awareness of your situation so that other people don't find themselves in it as well? Or is it to create awareness so that you can get help to get back to South Africa?
It was to create awareness to get help. People will also, there were some comments, why am I geolocating it? But if they notice I geolocated, I've been in Brussels, I've been in Germany, I've been in Poland, I've been all over. So I've actually been given the wrong, putting wrong tags on there anyway. So they can't really follow. If they really wanted to a catch on me, I'm sure they could already type or go through cell phone GPSs and whatever. As I said, the arrest warrant was in place for about a week, and because of my appeal, it has been placed on hold.
Are you scared?
But the reason why I put it on Facebook and that, I just became very desperate, and I just needed help. My father's trying his most in South Africa, trying to contact people that we know, ANC struggle, friends that we have, DA even, anybody. Somebody that can help, whether it's Home Affairs, whether it's the Department of International Relations, help us out, get us home, use a diplomatic immunity, or use South African government protection or something. Even if there's an outside company that can get us out of Europe, we will do it.
Michael,
we just want to go home. Mia wants to go home, and she doesn't want to stay here.
Just very quickly to wrap up, 30 seconds. Are you scared? How does Mia feel? Does she understand what's going on?
She does understand. She's supporting me. She's a very big girl for her age. She's very clever. I am incredibly scared. I've never broken the law ever in my life. This is an international human rights violation by the Slovakian government, who are trying to steal a South African citizen, a child from a living father. And she understands and supporting me like anything.
I really appreciate the call. Thanks for chatting to us. I know it's a touchy one for you, and I really appreciate you just opening up and telling us about it. We wish you luck.
And, anybody out there, South African government, help us come home. We love South Africa. We want to go home.
Michael, thanks. Stay strong, bud. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Thank you guys for what you're doing as well.
East Coast Drive with Damon Beard.